start with roll call. Rob Murphy, I'm here. Vicky Buffo.
Here.
Ryan Perry. Ann Jack Luzek.
Here.
Jared Robbins.
Here.
Kyle Hayden.
Here.
Terrence Stuper.
Here.
All right, you want to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we welcome you to remain standing if you choose as we pray. Lord, in this new fiscal year, cause us to continue to steward the finances and the resources here in Tolono well. Open our eyes, open our hearts to our community, to the needs. And Lord, just cause everything to fall in place. In Jesus' name, amen. Your name's not Robert's Bobby's.
Thank you. I went to the park board meeting, what was it, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, something like that. Over the past few years, we've seen the park becoming less and less maintained, you know, starting to fall under a state of decay. So we went to, me and her and another lady went to the park board. I guess these girls came last night, and I was asked to come tonight because I had a little slideshow. It's almost too much for 5 minutes. But Brian can...
If you would like to show the slideshow. So
It's 31 pages. That's 180 pictures.
Talk fast.
But I think the pictures just talk for themselves. There's a lot to do over there. And
Now, the scout cabin is not the parks, right? Or is it?
I believe it is my understanding, and I only just took over the scout troop this last semester. It's my understanding that it was donated by the Kiwanis. I want to say it's the Kiwanis, and there's a plaque in there, but it's on Park District property. Park District pays the electricity. Park District, so I would assume it is Park District property.
But the scout, so if it's Park District property, the scouts do not pay rent to go there.
We do not pay rent to go there.
Okay, so. How do they maintain it? Because it's for a private organization, so I think some of the funds should come from the private organization. I grew up in Sullivan.
We are trying to raise money to fix up the cabin as a troop, right? We are doing like a raffle pickup fundraiser, and we are trying to raise our own money. I have not asked anyone for anything as far as Park District or Village, as far as fixing up the cabin, but it absolutely needs a little bit of love.
And I wasn't being mean. I came out of Sullivan. We had the scout cabin in Sullivan, and the scouts always just took care of the maintenance of it.
We did it all ourselves for the most part.
But we had a lot of dads that were carpenters.
The scout troop had gone non-existent for like 10 years.
And so
we just sat there.
That's tough on a building.
And then now it's back in use, and it's only been back in use for last year. 2 or 3 years, and so we have plans and goals, but we're starting literally
money
with nothing,
so.
And so we're trying to raise money now.
Okay, thank you.
There's a bunch more. It goes on and on and on, different areas of all the parks. Some of it's nitpicking, some of it's major stuff. I'm not here to try and advocate for the park district to give them money or anything. If they want money, they can come ask you guys. As a community, I think somehow everybody needs to get together, because it's embarrassing when you have other towns come to your park and this is what they see. A couple of the things that are in this have been taken care of. quite embarrassing. And
now the woods at the park, whose are those? Are they the villages or are they the parks?
You know, that's always been the big question. I mean, we've always used it as ours at the park,
yeah.
But that is one of the things on our agenda also, to go in with a grinder and grind all the underbrush and the get all the trash and the old poles and everything that are there. There's some concrete poles, and I know the kids like to go back there and play and hide out, and there's also some dead trees back there that need to be taken down.
Well, there used to be, I know we had a wedding in there,
yeah,
10 years ago or whatever,
yeah.
And they put nice trails through there,
right.
But I noticed last week, I kind of went over there and walked through it, and the trails are all gone.
Yeah.
If you haven't been to the parks, go pick a day, spend a few hours, walk through them, take a look around. I live across the street from the park. It's what I do all the time. Randy's probably sick of me going over there because I find everything wrong over there. But
and we appreciate it as a park district. We want to take care of it, especially life safety things. If there's something dangerous, we want to know about it. And that's that. Our board is really good fiscally about spending money. It doesn't get wasted at all. I mean, we do life safety. Like I said, we budgeted for all the dead trees that are there this year that definitely need to be taken down. The stumps are placed as offered to grind all those out for free, but it was one of those deals. He's going to use it for a fill-in. So, you know, that's been 2 years. So, we have a lot of people donate their services, and we get $39,000. In fact, I brought it with after tax caps and everything. Our general fund each year we get $39,000. It doesn't go very far.
So you're only getting $39,000 a year
in our general fund.
And but how much do you get overall?
Overall, we get, I think after tax caps we get 130.
What do you mean after tax caps?
Well, I mean we assess. I mean we levy quite a bit more, but then tax caps bring it all down. But and I don't know if you guys got a copy here, but I'd be glad to give you guys copies of this to show the tax money that we receive. So I mean, of that $130,000, the 41 of it is the bond to pay for the bond that we sold to develop Eastside Park. So that's a big part of the budget too. But the last time I had Gwen run the numbers for TIF, what we're losing from TIF every year is close to $70,000 a year. So it's almost twice as much as our general fund that we get. So I mean, we're anxious for TIF to end so we can take that $70,000 and do capital projects. But we have no money left at the end of the year to do any capital. The only time we'd be able to do any capital improvements is through grants or through volunteers. So and then the TIF money that we received from the village helped us do Eastside Park. But we utilized that money to be able to do a matching funds grant to have the state pay for at least half of it. So we hate to put money into Westside Park until we have that grant in place. That way we're only spending 50% of it, the rest of it because of the Oslot grant. Which is the same grant that the Urbana Park District's, and you're familiar with it, I think, Terrence. But I mean, it's a great program, and it helps our parks. But yeah, we're embarrassed of Westside Park too. But we don't know what to do as far as funding goes. I mean, we can't hire contractors; aren't going to work for free anymore. There's just too much of it going on. And our plan is here in the next couple weeks to get the concession stand open back up. So we're gonna fill the holes and replace some stuff and put some paint on the wall and pray to God that public health lets us open the doors, at least sell, you know, popcorn and canned pop and Gatorades and things like that to help service the people that use the park. But I mean, we're all ears as far as ideas, but like you said, the funding's definitely up there as far as tax money goes.
What kind of money do you have in savings, Mr. Grace?
Savings?
Yes, sir.
We've got like $210,000 earmarked for Westside Park. That is the money that we had left over when we got, when the state paid us for their half. Now, the Ocelot grant is so much better now because they give you the money up front, which is so much better. Last time, you couldn't bill for the money until you were 100% done, and then you billed for it. So that really, I mean, it costs us thousands of dollars in interest just to be able to get it done. And like the 100,000 that the village gave us the last time for the TIF, that was what pushed us through. You know, if it wasn't for that, we'd have been in trouble. So, but whenever you go for the Ocelot grant, we're trying to leave that 200,000 there, because when you go to that grant, you get more points for having money earmarked for the project. So if you have money in the bank, there you're more apt to get it, because the Ocelot is I think the maximum is $800,000 right now. So if we have at least half of the matching funds, we're so much more apt to get the grant. So.
Do you guys publish your budget?
It's public knowledge through. We do.
Because it has to be filed with the clerk's office, and it's not on the clerk's website.
Well, it should be, because we file.
I don't think anybody is on there right now. I think their website.
They only have our 2018 one.
We'd be glad to show you guys.
Because we've never seen it on there, so.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to see your budget, and we'd like. I mean, this is nice, the paper you have there, I'd like to have a copy of that.
and
I emailed Gwen too to get the exact figures of what the Park District has lost due to the TIF.
Well,
without the TIF, you wouldn't have had.
I've got several copies of this if you guys want it. This is the last time she did it for us, but she hasn't renewed it since 2018. So,
okay.
Somebody. That's the reason I asked Rob, you know, what you thought you guys might have left by the end of TIF, because we're trying to plan projects.
One set of things.
I can't.
Do you want to add anything to that conversation?
Thank you.
Sometimes it just falls off.
I just wanted to come and say more a little bit into what Bobby was saying, is that the condition of the Westside Park and the fact that my kids have to cross a highway to play basketball because the basketball court is literally cracked and they could potentially sprain or break an ankle trying to play over there. It's terrible. In addition, it's just concerning. There's some safety concerns there, and I guess I'm just wondering what we can do to get something done. And I'd also love to have a copy of the budget too, since it's supposed to be public knowledge, because the last one I've seen is from 2019, and I'd love to see I think at that point there was like $375,000 in savings, just where all that has gone, like from 2019 on, where the money in savings is going. Because I went to the park district meeting, and I'll just reiterate what I said there. I'm happy to do the legwork. I'm happy to go door to door to every house in this town if I have to. But I think that people are going to be more apt to want to work with the park district, or anyone for that matter, if they can see where the money is going. We want to know where our money is going, where the funding that we give through taxes or whatnot is going. And then if we see, well, that money is all being spent wisely, and where there's nothing that we would cut or rearrange, then we, people, I know at least myself, would be willing to give more money. But if I can't see that, and I'm just I'm not saying that anyone is doing anything wrong. I'm just saying that if I can't see where my money's going, I don't want to give more money. I've already given some, but if I can, then I would be willing to, and maybe there's some other people in town that would be as well, but I'm just concerned about the state of Westside Park. I know that the concession stand can bring in up to $17,000, and we don't have a concession stand, but baseball's been running, softball has been running for a while, and even with COVID, I've been in other towns in this county, they have concessions, even if it's just soda, Gatorade, candy, you know, just a few things, they're still making money. So we're losing that income now. That's more income that we're losing. And, you know, due to the fact that there are squirrels, you know, living in the concession stand. So my concern is, you know, how are we going to ordin out? We're losing money, so we need even more money to get the park in a better state. So I just wanted to voice my concerns and see, you know, what we can do to fix this.
Randy?
Yes, Dan.
Is the park district able to levy a capital improvement fund tax?
You know, I don't know. When we do our budget meeting every year, you know, we're always fine about funds, but it's never brought up by our lawyer if we can. The only thing that's ever been brought up is if we pass a referendum that increase the multiplier.
Right.
You know, I think our multiplier is what, 0.33, something like that. And I think Champaign and Urbana's are up around 0.77, something like that. I mean, they're twice. Of course, they've got bigger facilities and full-time people, but they've also got a lot more tax base there, too. And I think I might even have their figures at one time, because I went to clerk's office to get that. But I took the tax caps, and then unless we pass a referendum to be able to have more funding, we can see on TIF. I mean, we've got almost $70,000. Once TIF ends, we'll have $70,000 more a year coming to the park district, because that's redirected right now to the TIF. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that's a lot of money to put towards maintenance and capital funding. But like I said, it just $39,000 a year is not much to work with.
I guess one more question I have is, why did the park district not start working on some of these projects before it got this bad?
Because I told you earlier, this COVID, of course, shut everything down last year, but we spent everything. We were working on the East Side Park to get that completely done for Ozlot, and then we were going to have all of our energy towards West Side Park. But we wanted to tear everything down. We don't want to tear the concession stand down.
Sure.
We want to tear the pavilion down, tear the bathroom down, and then build a whole new building there instead of putting money into something that we're going to tear down. Because we did the survey last year, and we were hoping to be able to actually be doing construction this year with the Ozlot grant. But like I said, it's on hold. So now we're redirecting money and energy to get the concession stand back up in working order, and take care of the life safety things. The budget for the trees is gonna be probably $15,000.
Sure.
To take the trees down. And then like the electrical issues, the other safety issues that we're gonna get taken care of, the boxes over on the tennis court, a lot of the open outlets and things that a lot of those things were shut off, the breakers were shut off, but I was stand corrected on some of that. But anyway, we're working at it. Like I said, our board does a great job as far as money wise. I mean, we have a lot of people volunteer, but it's to the point where we can't hire contractors, and I can't do it all myself for, you know, in my spare time. And that's what it's been like for the last few years. It's me taking care of things on my own and using my friends and family to get projects done because if you hire a contractor, being a taxing body, it's prevailing wage. So, I mean, it's the cost goes way up. If you get volunteers, you get park district employees, it helps considerably.
So, Randy, I know that we live in a community of people that are more than willing to help when
mm-hmm.
needed.
Mm-hmm.
And have you guys ever thought about putting a list together of things that need done at Westside Park and putting it out there? Hey, we need an electrician for this, and we need a concrete person for this, and
yeah.
we need
yeah.
a tree guy for this, and actually put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we want to do this on this month or this weekend, or, you know, just actually put it out there. Because like the park cleanup thing, I didn't even see that until it was already over.
Yeah,
so I mean, maybe
like,
if it's
yeah, like the park cleanup, it's always weather related. You know, it's hard to plan a couple weeks in advance because
right.
of the leaves, it has to be dry whenever we do that. So
but maybe do a mailing or.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, with the Talon and the social media and stuff, I mean,
yeah.
to get the word out and stuff like that, I mean,
yeah.
it definitely we've talked about it. It's just organizing, getting the materials there, and then. Depending on the projects that you're doing, the skilled people, as far as painting and things like that, it's well, like the mulch. I mean, the scouts helped us with the mulch. FFA helped us with the mulch, but the mulch was $4,000 for certified playground mulch. Is $4,000, so it could, and we wrote a grant to iParks, and we're able to get $500 back on that from the grant from iParks. So we exhaust every avenue we can to for funding.
You know, maybe if you had a list of the projects that need done and the materials we need, maybe people would be more apt to say, here, I'm going to go buy this.
Right.
You know, or here's my money towards this, or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it looks like with the Oslob, I mean, and like the basketball court, I mean, we'd love to have a new slab there, tear the old slab out. Increase the size of that, put new hoops up, kind of like we have at Eastside Park. The kids are out there all the time, and I love it. I love the kids using the park. They're not home playing video games. I mean, it's awesome to see them out there. But if we had enough money to pay for the concrete and the goals, I could get the labor to pour the concrete. I mean, it's easy to get guys. Some of them have to have community service, you know. A lot of concrete finishers need that, so.
Have you talked to CCI to see if they would donate part of it? I mean, they do.
They will. They give us a good price. I mean, they work great. Now, Kerry doesn't own it anymore with CCI, with the Effingham people, but they're still good about things
yeah.
like that. I think they're going to give concrete to the sign. You know, when Grace is doing the sign, I think they've offered to give a few yards of that when the base is
full. They got concrete donated for the benches for the soccer fields for
mm-hmm.
the Eagle Project.
Yeah.
So, Eagle Project right there.
Yes.
So, that was Olson's Eagle Project.
Yeah.
I have a couple questions. If there are safety issues at the park,
uh-huh.
Who are they supposed to contact, and how soon is somebody going to come out there and fix the issue?
I'm the director of the Park District, so it typically, it comes through, the biggest thing is come to a meeting, you know, the second Monday. I mean, if it's an emergency type thing, I mean, all of our contact information is online. So, and then Brandy, call the village, you know, Brandy and the village always have direct line to us also, so. But remember, we don't have full-time staff. I mean, it's.
Well, I understand that, but.
But with those,
my kids play at the park.
Uh-huh.
And a few months ago, my kid got hurt at the park from one of these spikes that had been broken since last year.
At Eastside Park?
Yeah.
The one swing thing? Yeah.
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 And so my kid got hurt and I had no idea who to call, who to contact. Now, he wasn't hurt that bad, but still, if it's not out there for ways to people to contact, that gets a little frustrating. And to go back and see it's still not fixed or it's covered up by mulch is even more frustrating, especially from somebody that's actually on the board that had their son hurt out there.
Yeah.
So my kids don't play out there anymore, which is sad. But I just want to know, the next time a kid does get hurt, how soon will somebody come out there and fix that? Because it's still not fixed.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's 485-3112 is the Park District number also. And that's a number that I check all the time.
Okay.
And then the incident you're talking about, I think Brian actually is the one that got a hold of me and told me about it. And I went out and the embed, that's a concrete embed that goes in there that holds the chain.
I understand.
And that piece that was coming up, that was sharp, that's all been taken out. So there's nothing there. I mean, there's mulch there and everything, but there's nothing. Now the chain will free swing because it's not connected. But the piece that was broken off that he probably got a scrape or a cut on, that's been taken care of because I did it myself.
Okay.
And I apologize for that. I mean, I don't want to see kids get hurt on the equipment. I want them to, I want them to enjoy it.
I guess, in my opinion, I'm just a little disappointed that basic safety issues have been neglected that long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a picture in there of open wires hanging out. I don't care if those are hot or not, that's still a safety issue. And that just takes a cover to cover that up.
Right.
One of them was duct taped over. I mean, this is stuff that's been going on for years. This isn't just, this all happened because of a storm or whatever this year. You couldn't take any of that $39,000 you have here and do any of those minor repairs.
I'm on it. I'm taking care of that. I mean, like I say, I do stuff like that, and I'm not compensated for it. So I mean, it's basically a volunteer thing. So it's
but do you have a salary based on the director of the
correct
district?
Correct. So I need to direct somebody, but they typically want. Contractors want paid, so I try to do it. I try to do it on my own to save funds for the park district. So. But Kyle's right. I mean, safety issues need to be taken care of right away.
Has the park district ever thought about collapsing and coming back into the village? I don't know when they ever separated. I think it was the 80s or something.
I think the park district was formed back in 68.
Was it 68? Okay.
Yeah, somewhere in 68, 69, something like that. So it's been a long time. It just, and I don't think since that original tax base increment was formed, I don't think they've ever gone and asked for any type of tax increase. So I think it's unusual. Most of the towns around here are funded through the village.
The village takes care of them.
Exactly.
A lot of the parks are,
I think,
kept
Champaign
up a little bit
County
better because money
can
be moved differently.
I think it's Rantoul, Champaign, and Urbana. And so there are only four in Champaign County that are actually taxing bodies that aren't funded by the village.
It's like just for mowing, we could save a fortune out of your general fund for mowing because we hire high schoolers and we give local kids a chance to make some money during the summer. And
uh-huh.
They do all our mowing. It takes the village at least one full day to mow in the summer a week, and adding the park wouldn't be that much, really, to add that onto there. So there's ways that we could stretch that budget if they ever thought about collapsing into us. So I know there's been talk of it, and, but nobody's ever done anything. You know, Rantoul tried to collapse theirs last year.
Years ago.
Yeah, year or two, because it was the golf course and everything at Rantoul, it was a mess up there.
Rob, I have a question. If that happened, the taxes that we paid to the park district, would that go to you guys, or would you guys have to?
That would be a more question.
Partially yes and partially no. I've not done it before, but the park district is regulated by a state statute that lets them be a separate entity from the village. And so they have very specific light items that they can levy for. That's where they get the $100,000 number that he was talking about earlier. They merged into the village. The village also has its own line items that it couldn't increase, but it would be able to add a line item for the park district. So I don't think it would be fair to say that if they merged, the village would get all the same tax revenue that the park district's getting. But that's an off-the-cuff opinion. I mean, I'd really have to look at it closer because I've not done it before, but that's my best guess.
Randy? As I look at this printout from the county clerk's office, and I compare it to the FY21 Urbana Park District budget book, they're showing the same cap rates, and they're actually levying up to the cap rate for many, many of their funds. We, as a park district, are levying nowhere near the cap rates. So the park board should consider what they plan to do with the current availability they have. They're not levying what they can. So that's why you guys have no money. You'd have at least twice as much money if they levy closer to these rates.
Yeah, we have a budget meeting every year with our attorney, and it seems like we always levy a lot more than is actually there, and it always gets cut way back down.
I know, and they're the same way.
Yeah.
Well, my guess is that Urbana Park District was maxing out what they could prior to the tax caps coming in. So when the tax caps came in, they're stuck at what they were levying all along, and they can't get up above those. So that's different from the rate cap.
Right.
But it's just the tax cap, which is just keeping them at inflation. That would be my guess, but I could be wrong on that too.
Okay. And at least have them make sure that you're levying everything you can at the highest rates that they can. Now, no one wants their taxes to go up.
Right.
But if it's tax money that pays for the park districts and people want the parks to get better, they have to understand that money has to come from somewhere.
Correct.
And really, overall, you're not really talking that much.
No.
Because, if you doubled what you guys are doing right now, that's
not a lot of money.
It's dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not very much at all.
Yeah.
One point I did want to make, Gwen actually sent me this again. She ran some numbers and sent this to me, and I sent it to all the board members. One of the points that she actually made too, the like $340,000 the village has given you, we couldn't have gave that to you without the TIP, because we wouldn't have had the subdivisions, we wouldn't have had that money in there. So when the TIP does end, and everything kind of goes to where it goes, I mean, we wouldn't even have that. So the TIP what created that, and that's by the village doing that, getting the TIP in here, doing the subdivisions in here.
Right, and we understand that. I mean, the idea of the TIP is to develop, to have more real estate, to be able to tax more real estate for the taxing bodies to you know, we've had to do other improvements, which I see. It's just
but you can ask us for stuff too. Like, when we rent the last year when we did stump removal, we worked out a deal, I can't remember the guy's name we worked out the deal with, was he came in and I can't remember what he charged us per stump, but it was cheap.
It's the same person.
It's the same person, and then our, we sent our high schoolers in that we hired during the summer, and they did all the cleanup. So they came through and did the cleanup while the guy was doing the stumps, and it was like half the price of what it would cost normally, and we did twice as many stumps that way. So loving this individual, having him come in for two solid weeks, and we can, you know, if that back and forth and sharing of resources is what I like to do. We've done this with other maintenance departments of other villages, and you were in our backyard, so you know we're here,
yeah,
so.
We appreciate it.
So, just sharing resources, most definitely.
Just like cleanup day, they open a dump and we're able to take stuff from there, and it makes it so much easier. It doesn't have to be handled twice. I put it in my dump trailer and pick it up there.
Well, I know we picked up a bunch of stuff. We picked up Bobby's stuff that he stacked up at the park for us.
He always puts it across the street, I don't know.
No,
that was the bushes.
The bushes.
Yeah.
I used to put it across the street because Mike would take big chunks of my yard.
Yeah.
Has the village board email been updated? I mean, you still should have gotten it. Does it have the new people on it?
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Is there a way that we can start some kind of communication for things like that? If you guys are doing some kind of project, that there's someone to reach out to at the park district or vice versa? Like,
you're retired now, aren't you?
I mean,
yeah,
if you
yet.
Guys are going to do stump grinding or they need something, can someone reach out to somebody to
our
see?
Office is open Monday through Friday, so we have people in the office Monday, usually two people in the office Monday through Friday. We have maintenance guys that are running around all over the place. You've got phone numbers, so
mm-hmm.
And it's just we need our maintenance guy to you've met the new guy, right?
I don't is it Scott? Yeah,
so and Scott's very inventive. And I think he's probably going to reach out to you because of the flooding on Reynolds Street and stuff. We found out why that floods so bad. And it's because the water goes into cisterns, for lack of a better word, that doesn't connect to the drainage system.
The Veterans Memorial, that area?
Yeah, like that whole area right through there. The water just kind of goes down, and as soon as it fills up those catch basins, cisterns, or whatever they are, they fill up. And then it has to wait for it to soak in. So he's got a plan, and I think he's planning on running a pipe right down, like by the Veterans Memorial, straight down that way to kind of start connecting some of those in. And my thought was, because you get really soggy right there too, especially in the park right
There's
around in there too, is you guys hopping on that project and kind of connecting into that a little bit.
Yeah, because it floods a block north of there too, with a small diamond first baseline right back in there.
So
that catch basin, I think, is just a 3 or 4 inch.
So when Scott gets caught up a little bit more, because we're still working on work orders for 2017, so he's trying to get caught up. But that's kind of one of the summer projects. Is we're going to start building on that system a little bit, and that's possibly going to go run right beside the park. So he was going to reach out to you and kind of coordinate that a little bit, because we do that right by the park, then it doesn't run through people's yards that way, and then you guys can start hooking into it. It's closer for you guys to hook into. So.
And Randy, just so you know, he does have park experience as well. So, I mean, there's that to utilize as well.
Perfect. Yeah,
you know what I can have him do Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
As long as you're paying him.
Yeah. All right, any other questions, guys?
I do have paint for the concession stand, so why would you paint that?
Well, that's another thing, too. We have youth groups in town that are looking for stuff to do, too.
Well,
so.
And if you have projects that you need help with, just call the office, and we can put it out on our Facebook page as well.
Randy, is there board positions open? Still, are they all full?
Not right now.
Hello, how are you? We're just getting ready to finish public comments up. Do you want to say something?
I missed them all, man. I just got on my phone and was listening, and I wanted to come over.
Oh, you wanna add to it?
No, I just wanted to see it in person, or see what was going on, so I guess I missed.
Oh, no, well, this is public comments, the board meeting's continuing on, so you're welcome to stay.
Well, I heard a little bit of what the complaints about the park.
Okay.
And Randy donates a ton of time.
He does.
And.
He does.
If any of you guys are contractors or do stuff at home, you know you don't just snap your finger and change an outlet or do this or do that. It takes a lot of time to fix the simplest things. I think Randy is doing a heck of a job.
He's always there.
You know, there are a lot of components to both parks, with basketball courts, electrical, and the vandalism. You know, I live by the park, and I see kids over there all the time, doing stuff they shouldn't be doing.
Oh, I know, and we've talked about networking there. We're working on a camera project in the village a little bit, and we've talked about networking their cameras into the village cameras, so that way, instead of the police department having to chase down Randy having to come in, then we can just the police department can just access them when stuff happens. And we also have Brian, and the park district uses Brian too, so everybody uses Brian.
And we've got two good resources with Brian and Randy. They,
oh yeah.
They do a ton.
So.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine. No, that's what these meters are all about. They're here for the public to come and talk.
Hey, Rob, on the
yes,
vandalism
sir.
Thing, I mean, a few years ago, we had the person that set fire to the restroom, and he got up on the concession stand and even painted the cameras before he set the fire.
I remember that.
And you know, we got the kid. He admitted they got his phone, they dumped his phone, he even videoed the whole thing, so, I mean, we got him. And then what does the park district do for restitution there?
Did,
you know, we had $1,500 to $1,800.
Did it go to court? What happened?
It was basically one of the deals where Rainey at the time, it was, I asked him, I'd like to meet with the parents and see if we can get restitution, or even have the kid do some.
It's a little late, if nothing got done and nothing got submitted, but get up with Justin and let's circle back around. And it was a juvenile, so releasing a juvenile's name, we can't do.
What is our recourse there when we have somebody do vandalism and they're caught?
Well, one of the important things too, if you get a police report right away and we can figure out who it is, we need cost estimates as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So they can attach those cost estimates onto the police report when it gets submitted to the state's attorney's office. And then if juveniles could go like two different ways.
Yeah.
Instead of going to the court system, they can choose to send it through regional planning. I'm using the wrong name. They have YAC, youth assessment. Thank you. I was like on the tip of my tongue. And through there, then they can do the restitution and they can kind of kick them back to.
It's a lot of legwork though.
But that's okay. That's what they're paid to do.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Their job. Okay. Your tax dollars are paying for
so
YAC
all I have
to
do
their
basically
thing.
get a police report, then get a cost estimate, and then
yeah,
the ball should
make
be
sure you get a cost estimate as soon as you can and get it attached to that police report. So when it goes forward, then there's more momentum going forward on that.
Okay.
And a lot of times if it's a community kid, and a lot of times the parents just want, they're gonna make it right.
Right.
And if that's making it right is having the kid come out on the next three Saturdays and repaint the building and do this and that, that's what I would do if it was my kid.
Yeah.
It's like this is what you're going to do.
I've had some experience with that before, and it's babysitting a kid that didn't want to be there.
It's not pretty. But so, but there's things to do. There's things to do in there. There's avenues to go. Our police department is a little different than it was a few years ago. So we've added a little professionalism to it.
Yeah.
And we've got two new old guys on there that have the investigative experience as well as the contacts within the court systems. So and that pays off. If you write a good report and you can direct it where it needs to go, and especially if we can get parents' involvement in it.
Right.
And this community is pretty good with the parents. I've had good luck working in the community, especially when you go to the parents and say, hey, this isn't what happened. And usually there's, if you get that involvement, then it kind of trickles around. We didn't have that before. We have that now.
Yeah.
So stay honest when it comes to stuff like that. Stay on Justin. And
Well, we're hoping we get the high-speed internet, so the camera system's much better, so you can actually ping somebody from a.
We're working on that. They've been in town, I spotted them in town a couple times, so.
Okay, well, thank you.
Alright, well, thank you. Any other questions? Every time I say that, then something comes up, but, alright, well, we're gonna move on. Engineers. When you're coming up here, can you explain the pesticide stuff real quick? We had some questions on that when I came to Bill's. I know it's probably not what you're prepared to talk about, but.
Well, let me start off by saying this is National Public Works Week.
Oh, there you go.
Very little that goes on in this building that isn't part of that, so. There's an NPDES permit program. Some people euphemistically say it's the alphabet permit, but it's the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System is the full term. It was incorporated several decades ago to try to clean up streams and rivers. And I'm here tonight to talk about the wastewater treatment plant, which has an NPDES permit under which you discharge all of your treated effluent, and it has to meet that permit or you're in violation and you get notified by the EPA. When you spray pesticides around or herbicides or whatever, as a municipality, that's controlled because it might get rained on. The puddle that you sprayed for mosquitoes now has pesticide in it, control the mosquitoes, and it will flow into the rivers and streams. So there's a general permit that you apply for every 5 years to get it renewed. And as much as anything, it's just to make sure that you're using environmentally friendly poisons to control the mosquitoes. Is that enough?
That's perfect.
Okay, very good.
It was in the bills to pay, I think, today, so.
Yeah, and fortunately, that's one of the easier NPDES permits to get. I wanted to report this evening that we're, you know, hitting the ground running, starting to put together the preliminary design for your wastewater treatment plant improvements. By great good fortune, your wastewater treatment plant discharge permit, that also is an NPDES permit, comes up for renewal 6 months from now. And they have a requirement that you apply for renewal 6 months before your existing permit expires. That magic date is Memorial Day weekend. So between now and Friday the 29th or whatever, you have to renew for your wastewater treatment plant discharge permit. Now, by contract, I believe your contract operator has been renewing those permits for you. But his skill level is, he sends in the necessary testing data and says, we'd like to have a new permit just like the old permit. When you're upgrading your plant and doubling its capacity, that's a whole new ballgame. So I've contacted ERH. He's going to be allowing me to pick up his submittal, so he's going to put together everything that's needed for your existing plant to get renewed, and I'm going to supplement it with what kind of discharge are you going to be forced to comply with after the improvements. So when you get a reissued permit, it'll be in two parts. It'll say, until you're done with construction, meet this set of criteria for your discharge. When you go online with your new improvements, these are the new discharge limits that you have to comply with. And that's a 5-year renewal thing. And it could have happened 2 years ago or later, but we just, when I learned that it was up for renewal, you know, I notified Scott and Ryan and said, we really got to supplement this application, or it becomes a bigger problem in a few months when we want to get a construction permit to build something, because they can't issue a construction permit unless it's covered in the permit that we're going to be applying for in the next 10 days or so. So I'm hopeful that the mayor isn't going on vacation in the next 10 days, because we're going to need a really and it has to go in. So that's the big story this evening. Is that confusing?
We canceled this vacation.
And, you know, Scott's gonna, you know, we've been touching base with Scott and Ryan, and, you know, they're gonna do a quick review of this renewal, but it's basically information that was covered in the planning that just got approved at EPA. So it's not gonna be anything different than, you know, exists in that information. It just needs to populate this renewal form, which is about 35 pages long. It's not an easy renewal, anywhere near as easy as it was to get your pesticide permit renewed.
Perfect.
So it's kind of a big deal, and we just don't wanna miss this May 29th deadline, or bad things can happen. EPA likes to make example out of people that ain't normal, so.
Don't ignore them.
Cool.
Other than that, any questions on anything?
Did you get any more information from Donahue on?
On the.
No, okay.
I did take the liberty of contacting their survey, who did the site survey. Donahue had provided an Acrobat file of the survey, which is somewhat limited in usefulness, and the actual company that did the survey was kind enough to pull the strings, and we got an AutoCAD drawing of the survey, which has all of the information embedded in it, much more useful. So we got that on Friday, but I got that directly from the engineering survey, but nothing additional from any from Donahue. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any questions for engineering before they take off?
Thank you.
Great. All right. You don't have to stay. You can leave and enjoy the rest of
it. I might do that. I've got an early meeting tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
If there are any questions, you know, log out my number. Give me a shout.
You still have that bill to Donahue, right?
Yes.
Well, Diamond, we have to pay for because they completed.
And we already did. We already did. Two meetings ago.
Unless that was lumped into one of the ones that had two invoices.
We picked the Diamond part, I'm almost positive. Correct me if I'm wrong, Brandy. Almost positive.
Yeah, the Diamond Mats, because they completed.
We paid that.
Yeah, we held back everything else after that.
Because there were two checks in that.
Because it was itemized enough that it had diamonds.
Okay.
Is there anything else we need to hold back in this thing?
I haven't seen a Donahue check.
So you're still waiting for stuff from Donahue?
You know, we're not waiting for anything. We're gonna redo it if we have to. I did notice in the detailed breakout, Brandy was nice enough to provide some details of the bills, and it seemed like there were a couple of meetings and memos about UV disinfection and some of that were mentioned in the bill. I didn't see any of that information.
Well, the very first plan they had brought to us had some UV disinfectant in it. And I would kind of, and we kind of talked about it since everybody's green and this new administration that we're under, maybe run the plant with the UV, with it. I mean, something we could delete off and go chemical. I mean, so if we can kind of look at it both ways and maybe explore, see if there's some funding for the UV stuff.
Sure.
I know there's more power.
Nothing was decided or?
No, nothing was decided. We just wanted it to run, I wanted it to run both ways because it looks like there might be some green stuff coming down, some grants and stuff in the next.
I almost think we talked about having that as one, an alternate.
Yeah.
I only mention it because in the detailed breakout, there's supposed to be a memo of that meeting, and it would say those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of guessing that, you know, should we stay with chlorination disinfection? Should
I
get
what,
pricing
which,
on UV disinfection?
I think what he's trying to say is we don't have that.
Information. Correct. I want to look at both. I would like to look at both of them and have, I don't know how hard it is to look at both things. And
well, sure.
It was my understanding from them because it wasn't, the chlorine takes a little bit more, no, the UV takes a little more space than the chlorine or vice versa.
It's usually a little pricier, but
yeah.
I mean capital cost, but it, you know, makes up over 20-30
years. Well, we were looking at maybe putting a windmill in and a solar or something, kind of to.
Yeah, for a small plant, I mean, what I'm sure they were trying to you know, is that if you have some green features in a wastewater treatment plant, sometimes that will draw in some outside funding.
Yeah.
But for a small plant, it's almost counterproductive, because the cost to get the green features in there that might draw in some funding cancels it out, you know. So I'm not sure that it's worth waiting.
Was it Tuscola with the windmill?
They have one.
They put a windmill in theirs and they get their net zero on energy. And then they provided us with the company who did the windmill for them, which doesn't really do them anymore, but they have a ton of them that they never put up. So they had some stuff they brought to us with those contacts and stuff.
Would it be beneficial, Larry, to maybe come in someday and we at least talk to Scott and get some of his feedback?
Sure.
Because all his initial meetings were before him, so.
Sure.
And just make sure we're all on the same page and.
Absolutely.
Your opinion and his opinion is gonna weigh more than mine on this kind of facility, so.
Well, I only raised it right now because on the bills, it was shown as a memo was generated about all those discussions, but I haven't seen anything at all. So I'd have to come in and try to reconstruct that information. So it would be helpful if the memos that were generated from those meetings were a good starting point.
I'll email Tim, because I think Tim was in on those meetings too, if I remember correct.
So I think in the initial ones, yes.
Yeah, I'll see if he has anything.
Sure.
I'll send Terry an email.
We're gonna be scrambling on a couple other things before Memorial Day, so we'll probably do something after the holiday weekend.
Okay.
You know, as far as setting something up.
That's fine, it's probably good just to make sure we're.
Got it all on it, sure. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alright, cool. Alright, we don't have a police department update. Treasurer, we're working on budget stuff. Do you have anything to add to that?
And they're supposed to be in town, hopefully they're in just. Email it back out.
Cool. Board members, anything to add? This is the time to, any new projects, ideas, thoughts, comments, concerns? Anything?
I'll start kind of dropped it because of COVID, but the flowers at the hill, I call it the hill, where the rough grass is between the concrete and the detention pond, so.
Okay.
All that stuff was kind of shut down, so.
Yeah, we had people want to adopt flower pots, so Scott's looking for flower pots, and then we have those two cement flower pots downtown already, and so he was.
Just a lot of wildflowers.
Well, I know you're talking the wildflowers and stuff, but that made me think of the flower pots downtown. So if anybody has an idea on flower pots downtown, Park District, you have an idea of where to get concrete flower pots and stuff. Because we had some ladies that wanted to put out a thing to adopt flower pots. An idea for you too. There's some retired individuals in town that really wanted to, they really wanted to, they thought this would look good for downtown, to adopt the flower pots and kind of, and then we're looking at maybe the village buying something to water them with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what we're going to do with that yet, but.
Get a water tank for the ranger.
Well, they said get a water tank for the trailer and then pull it with the ranger. They said that would work better. That's what Scott was saying. Because I said the same thing you did. The water tank in the back of the ranger. Because I really like how Sidoris does the flower pots downtown. Alright, cool. I interrupted you, but you made me think of that. So,
no, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, anything else? Alright. Planning and zoning, they emailed me an update. So I can find it. Alright. Wade was not going to be here tonight. They are working on ordinance changes, focusing on definitions. So they're redoing the definitions on some of the ordinance stuff. MSA, that's who we've contracted to do the downtown stuff, is currently working on the survey questions, because they're going to send out a survey to everybody in town on what they're looking for, what they want, and would like to hold a special meeting with both boards. They would like us to come up with some some dates and times, so we'll work, so we can get both boards on the same, page. So, looking for dates and times. So think about that, they meet at 6 o'clock, the third Wednesday?
Second Wednesday.
Second Wednesday of the month. They meet on the second Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock. This is our meeting day. So we could do it maybe before our meeting, maybe do it during their meeting time, if we can get everybody together at the same page. So kind of look at your calendars and we can, you know, send some dates in to me or Rena and we can start working on something that works for everybody. I know we're going into vacation season too, so it makes it more interesting trying to get everybody together. So that's their update.
So actually, aren't you on the planning
board? Oh yeah, we need to reappoint people. Do you guys have anything to add to that?
I missed the last meeting, so I can't say anything for sure.
Okay. So I have a question based on their invoice. It says planning and zoning meeting and goals. The last meeting that MSA was at, what kinds of things were you guys discussing specifically?
I think he was kind of wanting to know, you know, what we intended, what we were looking for basically, and some of the questions, you know, we might want to include on the questionnaire and things like that. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. So I need a motion to approve the minutes for May 4th, 2021. Oh, and never mind. Went to the consent. I'm sorry. Randy's over here kicking me under the table.
We need
now, all the bills fine. There was nothing we to pull out of this, right?
Appoint him so we can go?
Oh, we can do that real quick.
I wonder if...
Well, I mean, all we have to do is this, and then we can move on.
Okay. Well, we could do that too, then.
Let's do the consent agenda, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
So the bills are fine. There's nothing in there that you guys want to pull out this time.
Do we have to do it to pull out the Donahue?
Yes.
There's no Donahue in here.
Oh.
Well, you just had to check out their stuff, so I was wondering.
No, these were MSA.
Oh, okay, cool. MSA. All right. Well, now I need to have a motion.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
She hasn't read it yet.
Motion to approve minutes of May 4th, 2021, regular and executive session. Approve bills and warrants as presented. Approve May 14th payroll. Approve the water and sewer usage and bill report. And approve ordinance 2021-0-10, the intergovernmental agreement with Sacramento Public Library.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Roll call. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? We're not used to that because we haven't had Bill do that. We just have somebody on the TV.
Hold on a second. So you were, but that included paying bills?
That did include
paying
bills.
And roll call. Or rice.
Buffo.
Yes.
Zach,
yes.
Aiden,
yes.
Gary,
yes.
Robbins,
yes.
Stuber,
yes.
All right, we're gonna skip down to appointments for the zoning planning board. We have two.
We're gonna have a third one.
He's looking for another one.
So you guys are on the zoning board. Why do you want to stay on the zoning planning board?
Help with downtown, and then I heard there's possibility of us helping with the nuisance stuff as well.
We're talking about that, working on that kind of in your board a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to stay on there too?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do we have to make a motion for that?
Yeah, we have to make a motion.
Make a motion to appoint, I'm sorry, I don't know your names.
I'm Jamie Snodgrass.
Jamie.
Nate Day.
Nate, to the zoning planning board, planning and zoning board.
One second.
I can't do all in favor, then we have to do roll call on that one, or all in favor. Marcus?
I'm sorry, this is for.
Appointments.
It's just roll, I mean, it's, all in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Perfect. All right, thank you, you guys can stick around and enjoy our meeting, or you can try to enjoy the rest of your evening. All right, let's get back up here, discussion of, what do we have on the regular system?
We talked about it, and everybody said it was all right, but we never voted on it, but I just seem to.
Honestly, it's an in-office procedure, I don't know that we have to vote.
Are you good with that?
Perfect.
I'm fine with that, I just.
He just wants to make sure that we're all on the same page.
We're all on the same page, yeah, okay.
So, on, we talked about this in executive session, I emailed this out, the, on the Teamsters thing, on their contract, they're very happy with it, so we can ratify that.
Have they put in writing that they're very happy with it?
Yes, actually they did, actually it was, came from Justin, not Adrian, because Adrian wasn't checking his email, so Justin. I can't even read, it's sad when you can't read, it says Adrian is happy, that's his, oh wait, yeah. I know, right? Yeah, he said Adrian is happy, so. No.
So we should probably wait till we get something from them.
Well, all we have to do is be okay with the two changes, and if you guys are okay with that and vote on it, then I can sign the contract, that's what we, that's what we've done the last time. And essentially, all you guys have to do is ratify the pay, cause the only thing we're changing in their contract is what we have to do to make it legal. So we don't have a choice, you guys don't have a choice on that one, we have to agree to that, to take out the fair share. So.
So we're, we would be voting to give you permission to sign it per the changes we discussed last meeting?
Correct, that has pay in there, do we have to read the pay into the? We're ratifying, they're giving me permission to ratify the Teamsters contract with the, we discussed this in executive session last meeting, and essentially we just discussed the pay. The only other change on their contract is we're taking out fair share, which we have to, because that's a law now, it's green. They can't force people to pay a fair share in the union. So essentially all we're doing is ratifying their pay. And if the board okays it, then I can do the negotiation and we can sign their contract and.
I would still want the board to vote on the contract.
So they have to type up their entire contract and bring it back into us?
We have, you physically need to approve a contract, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about that, but.
No, that's fine.
If you had like one piece of paper that said, yeah, we're approving the contract from last year and here's the parts that we're changing, so it's like an amendment, you could vote just on that, but with the way they do it, you'll get a whole new contract, and that's what they have to see and vote on.
Okay. Cause last time they just gave me permission, we ratified it, cause all we did is just, the only, we were changing a few things on it, and then, and the pay was the most important thing.
Well, I think they should definitely discuss with you what they're willing to support, so that way.
And that's already, that they, we already decided that last meeting, so. Okay, that'll work, I'll send it out and have the Teamsters write it up and. All right, work. So, we talked about, we approved buying the paint for the Cobra out of the general fund up to a certain amount. Any discussion on doing a TIF loan or anything like that for them for the other repairs that they wanted?
They have to apply for it first.
They have to apply for it, they do, and all he did was just send what he wanted, he didn't fill out the application.
And then I think at some point, before we approve anything, that we gotta set
guidelines and what.
We kind of worked on that a while back, but we didn't have any money in the TIF to actually spend, so we.
Yeah, I think we need to discuss what we're looking at, what that might have spent on.
I like the idea of giving loans, and then if they do all of the work in there, then we can forgive the loan. And if they don't do all the work in there, then it's a loan, and they have to pay it back. In a certain timeframe.
Well, if we give them TIF money to do certain things, they better do it anyways.
Correct, but if we do it the loan thing, and then we can, you know, they completed it, because that was my understanding with the TIF loans. You do a TIF loan, and if we loan you this money out of the TIF, you complete all of it, and then we can forgive the TIF loans.
They need the money fronted, and they can't front it themselves, is that
correct?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to run that by Jacobs and Associates, but that's my understanding of how it works.
She presented last year, the year before, and kind of told us the different ways that we can do stuff.
Yep.
But we had no money in there, so it was just kind of went in one ear and out the other, so.
I have not done loans in any of the TIF towns I've got, but there's no reason you can't, just need to follow.
How have you done it then?
We reimburse, kind of how we've done with the subdivisions, we reimburse for eligible expenses as
they bring the stuff in, I say.
And then they would, for bigger projects this works, then they can take that, literally take that to the bank, and then finance it, and then pay the bank as they get the project done. For smaller projects, kind of like downtown projects, we either do grants that they come in after they've done the work, and then we'll pay our half of the bill, or whatever it is, or, and that gets approved by the board, or you could have a pre-done program. Fisher had something called Totally Improved Fisher, so it's a TIF grant program, and you could automatically, for downtown area, you could automatically get $10,000 for qualifying certain kinds of things that you could do, and that didn't require board approval, and you just come in, you apply, and there's either enough money in that rest of the fiscal year to pay for it, or there wasn't, and you could just get it. Those are the two most common kinds of things. Champaign did something like that on a bigger scale.
Okay.
But the loan part is no problem. It's just that since it is TIF money, you've got to make sure that you're getting funding qualified expenses, and you need to have the language in your loan, so to speak, that covers that so you don't get caught sideways on it.
Is there a way you guys want to do that? One way you like better than the other? Does that have to go to the end of the TIF? I mean, like, if the TIF runs out, can it extend past the TIF on that loan forgiveness?
I don't think you're doing the loan before the TIF ends.
Okay. I like that too. Anybody have a preference or something to think about? Okay. And we could always have Gwen come in and actually go through and explain all the different things and how to set it up too. And we can probably swipe Fisher's stuff that they
yeah,
have too.
Yeah.
And see how they wrote it up. They're pretty easy going on during Fisher.
The town of Fisher.
Sorry,
would that be a good time too, if our discussion last night, starting a new district or extending
that
conversation?
I mean, we already have one of the people here, so he's over there saying, no, no more TIF. Good, and the reason why we've kind of been tossing around the TIF district thing is because we need a new sewer plant. That's $13 million. And the only grant, because you already mentioned it too, because we make $300 over the median income in this community, the only grant we're available is the IEPA loan repayment, which is 15%, and 15% of $13 million is not a lot.
So make Philo pay for it and just pump all their sewage over here.
We've actually talked about that. We've talked about Soda would be easier.
He has talked about
we've
that.
Talked about it.
He
yeah.
has talked about that.
So. So, there's lots of options, but our sewer plant is at capacity. All right, yeah, I think that's a good idea. All right, what's next on the agenda? And you're still working on the Fisher thing, right, Mark?
I will get back to you on that in a few days or early next week with a plan.
Okay.
The short version is that municipalities have a lot of restrictions on our ability to transfer real estate and limitations, and this is a very unique trade situation, which makes a lot of sense, and I get all that, but mechanically, it's not the same as you and I doing it across the table with the municipality, so.
Even though we signed a contract with them that said we're gonna do this?
Yes, I need to figure out the correct way to get it done.
Okay, perfect. All right, any updates on the nuisance file?
No, not yet.
Next regular meeting is June 1st. Do you have any comments from our meeting or questions that you've seen? I'm asking you, since it's your merit badge.
No.
No? Put you on the spot there a little bit. All right, yes, sir.
It's a new presidential term, so we need to decide who's going to be your mayor pro tem.
It usually just goes to the senior person, but that's mayor pro tem. If I'm you know, exactly. So mayor pro tem is whoever, if I'm not here, they stand in for me. And normally how we've done it is the seniority. And a lot of times we don't say this is gonna be the mayor pro tem. And
so that's your reward for being on here the longest.
That's true.
Handsomely.
But we've always talked about it. You have some things that you're stirring over there, Mark. Okay. you're just getting excited because you want to go home.
No, so, I'm excited to be here.
But that's something we did last when I took over last time. Is we the board themselves kind of voted and said this is going to be the mayor pro tem if I get hit by a bus or if I can't make it to a meeting. And
he's on vacation.
I've only missed like 2 meetings, right? So, or heck, it's stayed late at work. So,
me and Ryan have been counting.
Four.
Okay.
That's not too bad for 4 years.
That's not too bad.
No, that was all last year.
That was all this year in 2021.
Yeah, the last 4 meetings. So.
Right, that's all.
He's not been here at all.
So, all right. Anybody have comments, questions? Anybody have a problem with Ryan being the mayor pro tem?
I think it should be the one with the most seniority.
Yeah, and then that works if I'm not here too.
Yeah, then it would be Terrence next.
Terrence.
Then Vicky.
What
and
I go that far.
And then you two can wrestle stuff. Or arm wrestle.
We'll have a quorum if we
okay.
Right.
So
it'll
right.
Be a very short meeting.
Yeah, and I think that'll work fine for meeting purposes so that you just know who's gonna be kinda running the meeting. If you are going to be gone for any significant length of time, then the board would meet and actually elect somebody so that person have authority to sign stuff.
Yeah, that's actually what we did.
That is what we did, but I left the country though. Was one of the reasons we did that too. So I haven't done that for didn't do it last year at all.
Wait, what was so unique about last year?
All right. Now I need a motion to go into executive session unless anybody has anything else to add.
Motion to go into executive session for the limited purposes of discussing hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees, courtesy of 5 ILCS 120/2C1.
Second.
Beautiful. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Boko?
Yes.
Kluzak?
Thank you, everybody, for showing up.
Yes.
Do you plan on taking any action
Robbins?
When you come out?
Yes.
Okay.
Stuber?
Yes.
Yes.
No, we're not taking any action when we come out.
Oh, okay. So that means you don't need to come out. You can't.
Oh,
now we're just gonna adjourn.
We're just.